When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, goal getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com, and in these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get a little bit of work done, and practice some self-care. So with me today, calling in from Denver, is Elise Navarro. Elise, how's it going?
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
I'm good. We were enjoying a little bit of banter before we officially started recording, and you were very kindly not bragging about how awesome the weather in Denver is right now and how you were able to get out for a walk.
Yes, definitely one of my key factors in my decision making to move out here from Chicago just within the last couple months was the weather. So fortunately, it's pretty sunny today. Got out for a walk this morning just to get out of the house for a little bit, get moving, enjoy some fresh air before, you know, going back into this quarantine.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that the outdoors was there for you and will continue to be there for you. But tell me what else is one daily thing that you're doing during this social distancing period? I know you're in kind of a unique position right now.
Yes. So to give the audience a little bit of context, I did recently move out here to Denver. And in addition to that change, also made a career change. So I am currently looking for a job and have been looking for a job within a new career field for about the last 2 months. So my experience with this quarantine, with a lot of people, you know, working from home, I definitely can relate to that as I've been quote unquote, working from home, you know, applying for a job sometimes feels like a full-time job for about the last 2 months. So this whole experience, now the added benefit is that I have, you know, my fellow roommates with me, which has actually been fairly helpful. It keeps me really focused, really motivated. You know, I kind of follow their same schedule, where I'm, you know, getting up on my computer, you know, starting my day around 8 or 9 a.m. and then wrapping things up around 5. So that actually does really help me stay focused and committed. But yeah, so goal-wise, definitely just trying to set mini goals for myself. And then also obviously using the Sweat Life Ambassador community. You know, we have a whole career channel in our Slack. So that's really helpful too, to just get advice, help with networking, any tips on job boards, things like that.
And you said you're setting mini goals for yourself. So what do those look like? Is it like, I will apply to X jobs per day, or I'll spend this much time editing a cover letter? What does that look like for you?
Absolutely. Great question. So I do have a variety of mini goals, and I think it's really important to set these goals, especially in a time like this, in order to stay really focused. I am applying right now to web development or software development roles. So in addition to not only having a resume and editing that and updating it, and then obviously setting small goals for myself, for example, you know, applying to 5 jobs today, or maybe my goal is go to any sort of online resource and practice a different coding language for that day, or maybe work on my portfolio or build another project that I've, you know, maybe started but haven't finished, and revisiting that. So there's a lot of different things that I can be doing. And so it's really important, in order to actually see progress, to set those mini goals and sort of set a schedule for my day and figure out what do I actually want to focus on for that day.
That makes total sense. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a few roommates, and I know you live with all guys right now. How has that been during the social distancing?
So yeah, it's been unique. I did this. So I should also add as context that this is a temporary living situation. Obviously recently moving here, I had a friend who had a spare room. The caveat was that I'd be living with three guys. I did grow up with brothers, so I'm sort of used to that environment. But one thing that's improved is I've learned how to throw a football a little bit better. And then a non-work-related goal that I actually have set for myself is we have not one, but two pull-up bars in our house. Ooh. So I'm working on getting better at pull-ups, which I've never really worked on that before outside of fitness classes. So in terms of, yeah, just living with guys, it's been fine. I think maybe the house is a little bit cleaner now that I've arrived, but so far it's been good.
I think you're going to come out of social distancing having like the ability to do a dozen pull-ups without breaking a sweat.
I hope so. We're working on it. That. We actually, I've been really loving, you know, how all of the different fitness instructors, especially those in Chicago that I miss so much, are offering free classes, streaming on Instagram. And so we've actually set up at the end of our days, all of us kind of will do a workout together, or maybe two of us will go out for a run and come back, and then we'll do a circuit training thing in the living room. So it's actually been kind of nice. I'm not as lonely as I would be if I was by myself.
I love that. Yeah. And then do you have any advice for someone else who might be in the same position as you right now, maybe searching for a job? And I think it's probably pretty easy to get discouraged right now when it comes to job hunting. So any advice that people could take away from this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Definitely sympathizing and understanding with all of those people who have maybe lost their jobs recently due to the recent circumstances, especially those like in the service industry. I would say the biggest piece of advice that I can give is to just be patient with yourself. Figure out ways, you know, if you have other resources, other skills, talents that you can offer, especially things that you can offer remote, to find ways to, you know, maybe get some supplemental income if there's something that you need to do online. You know, choose to take this time, if you're in a financial state where you can do that, to choose to take this time for yourself, and not be stressing about finances or income. And then really, yeah, just be patient with yourself. And I honestly, the last several months of my life have been kind of a whirlwind. So I would say to never try to plan too far ahead, because change is inevitable. And to be able to really just roll with the punches, take it a day at a time.
I think that is one thing that I've learned. I've learned this lesson like I've never learned it before, is that like you really can't plan more than one day in advance right now. So
absolutely,
taking it day by day, and hopefully that's a mindset that we'll all carry with us once we are on the other side.
Yeah, I hope so too. If nothing else, this will be a great learning opportunity just for our society in general, really revisiting and understanding what we should prioritize in life.
Elise, you are so wise. Thank you so much for jumping on this call with me. It made my day to hear your voice again, and give those boys a little bit of hell while you're living with them.
Yeah, thanks. I'll do my best. It was so nice chatting with you too. I miss you and everyone else in Chicago. I hope you guys will get some sunshine soon.
All right. Well, for everyone listening, we will see you on the internet tomorrow for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe and cheers to going the distance together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.